Your net control tonight is KQ4WHN. That's Kilo Quebec for Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark. My location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 2100 hours. That's 9 p.m. for ordinary folk. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is in an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. All right, none heard there, but as usual, I try and bring some. So we'll start off with kind of the big news, and that's our friends there at NASA are getting ready to launch a moon rocket. First one in over 50 years. I remember watching the moon launches as a tiny wee child. And, well, we're not going to the moon, but we're going around the moon, and that's going to be the Artemis 2 mission. The countdown on the NASA clock, you can just go to nasa.gov, nasa.gov. We're down to 21 hours, 22 minutes, and you can follow along. They'll start a broadcast here in about 10 hours, and you can kind of keep track of our return to the moon, which at some point is going to be really exciting. We'll see where it goes and whether the weather and all of the instrumentation and everything continues to be a go. But go ahead, mark your calendars. That's going to be tomorrow in just 21 hours and 21 minutes. All right, almost as exciting, probably just as exciting. Just a reminder to everyone, we're going to have our Simplex Net. That's going to be It's going to be next week. It's going to be the first Tuesday in April, which just happens a week from today. So we're going to be looking forward to doing the Simplex Net and see who we can talk to without having a repeater involved. But, of course, we're going to start using a repeater. We're going to meet here. We're going to meet right here on this repeater at 8:30. That's 20:30 hours. That's Tuesday, the 7th of April, and we'll gather here. I'll give instructions on how all that works, and for a half an hour, we'll just see who we can reach out to and call and find out who we can get to and have conversations with if we didn't have a repeater in order to do that. Helene always gives us reminders that sometimes things break, and we might need to do some experimentation and see what we can do there. But again, that's going to be Tuesday, April 7th, this repeater at 8:30 p.m. So go ahead and mark your calendars on that. And with that, we're going to go ahead and start our check-ins. We've got typically go through the pre-net check-ins. That's the folks that have come in through the website. And then we'll check for anyone that's come in via Echo Link. And then we'll start on the RF spectrum, and we'll get everybody checked in turn. So give me just a moment. We'll get everybody checked in that came in through the website, and then we'll work our way around. All right, starting with K4XMR, I've got Mel and Prosperity. Got NC9V, that's Leon there in Hendersonville, and he brings along Windy, KE4DXJ. Got KN4GTM, that's Dean there in Taylor's. Got WA4JJZ, that's Andy in Aiken. Got K4RYL, that's Ryland in Greenville. Got N4CRV, that's Lee in Simpsonville. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Malden. Got KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. Got KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. Got KR4DMQ, that's Mick in Woodruff. Got KR4IUB, that's Lenny there in Easley. We got just a couple more here. We got KR4FHX, that's Jamie in Gaffney. KB2BYQ, that's David in Easley. KR4AAZ, that's Andrew in Greer. Got KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Got N4ZLK, that's Shane in Cleveland. And to round us out, I've got KN4TWD, that's Jamie there in Simpsonville. Thanks for all those folks that are coming to us via the pre-net check-in. Makes it easy when you don't have time, but you still want them to have your name counted. All right, I'm going to check my Echolink stations. Looks like I've got a couple there. So Echolink stations only, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Please check in KI4ZET, that's Kilo India 4, Zulu Echo Tango. This is Harry in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
All right. Thanks, Harry. We got you in the log, and I appreciate you coming in and getting your name there in Echolink fashion. All right, folks. I think that's got it for the Echolink stations. We've got everybody there. We now begin the roll call. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC queue portion. Tonight, being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with India through Lima. I through L, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Hi, Mark. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4JIA. Dennis and Gaffney, good evening to you and all the bets. 73.
KG4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. And I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4WHN. This is Whiskey 4, Zulu Tango India, W4ZTI, Jerry, over here across the river in Hart County, Georgia. Negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net tonight.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KG4JIA. That's Dennis there in Gaffney. Thanks for joining us tonight, sir. Then I've got KO4JKV. That's my friend Duncan up there in Asheville. Good to hear your voice tonight, sir. Hopefully you had a good net last night. And then I'm looking at W4ZTI, and that's about where my software started to have... Oh, there we go, Jerry. Gotcha. Wow. I don't know why that took so long, but it finally found you and got you in the log there. Appreciate you spending some time with us tonight, sir, and thanks for joining us. Anyone else in the... Oh, nope, I'm still having issues. Stand by 1 second. We'll get her. It's probably my inexperience, but we'll get it figured out. Get Jerry logged here. Get this back up there. It's behind-the-scenes stuff like this. It just makes it fun. All right, anybody else in the India through Lima group, call Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Net Control would like to recognize KE6KEN. That's Ken. Good to hear your voice tonight, sir. Thanks for getting your name on the log. All right, folks, let's move on to the next alphabetic group. That's going to be the Mike through Papa, M through P, call KQ4WHN.
Net Control. Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Rig, for both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's with Shoals and should be negative and negative.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control likes to recognize KK4ONO, that's Lorena, and as usual, she brings along the whole family, KK4DMW, that's Rick, and together they bring along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Got them all on the log, Lorena. Thanks, as always, for bringing everybody in and making it all work. I appreciate you coming in each and every time I have a chance to host. All right, anyone else in the... I have to pop back and forth here. My apologies. Mike through Papa Group, M through P, call KQ4WHN. All right, we'll move on to the next group. That's going to be Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Please check in November 4, Tango Lima Papa, N4TLP, Terry in Moore, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Good evening, Mark.
KQ4WHN. Hey, Mark, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
Net control. Please check in Kibo Kibo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet, Bill and Captain, negative and negative.
KQ4WHN. Please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim, mobile on Route 85. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize N4TLP. That's Terry. Hey back, Terry. Good to hear your voice tonight, sir. Then I've got KO4QLG. That's Chris coming to us from Liberty. Thanks for joining us tonight, Chris. We got you in the log, sir. Then I've got KK4TRJ. That's Bill from Cowpens. Good to hear your voice tonight, sir, and got you in the log as well. Then I'm looking at KA2TXJ, and that's going to be Jim coming to us from Taylor's, but he is currently mobile. So, Jim, I'm updating your preferred name. Make sure we get you in the log and call you out, by the way. You want to be called each and every time you get in the books. But thank you, sir, for joining us. And then the man of the hour, that's Scott, N2SWJ. He's making all the magic happen on the technology side. On the back end, my deep bow at the waist for Mr. Scott, who is doing hero work as we upgrade into the 21st century and add some new bells and whistles. A lot of it you may not be aware of, but... It's been a journey, and I'm glad that we have him on our side. So thanks for all you do, Scott. Want to make sure you get a little public recognition there, sir. And with that, I will move on to the next group, and we'll say that's going to be the Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z, call KQ4WHN.
Net control. I hope I'm not out of turn. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on that.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Everyone on the net, could you please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, that's KQ4YOO, Clint in Honeypath. I'll be negative and negative, and thanks for calling the net, Mark.
Control. Net Control, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Victor X-Ray Zulu. That's KQ4VXZ. This is Matthew. I'm mobile in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Net Control would like to recognize a man who is not out of turn. You've done very well to drop in right in the right slot there, Tommy. K4XB, that's Tommy, and he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD. They are both in southern Greenville County. Got you both in the log, sir. I appreciate you joining us. Then I've got KQ4YOO, that's Clint, there in Honey Pass. Good to hear you again tonight, Clint. Thanks for joining our ranks. And then I've got KQ4VXZ. That's Matthew, and he's mobile tonight. Drive safely tonight, sir. Enjoy your view out the front windscreen there. All right. Any other stations, any additional stations, uniform through Zulu, call KQ4WHN. All right, none heard, but I am noticing we have another EchoLink user. EchoLink stations, EchoLink stations only. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. All right, we'll check EchoLink here in a bit, and we'll go to the top of the alphabet. The next group is going to be Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. And good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. And Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's not feeling well up there in Penrose tonight, and I got a text from him asking to be relayed in, so check him in via telephone relay. Just check us all in and out tonight, Mark. Thanks. Thanks for calling the net.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and Net Control is pleased to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary, and he brings along Joy, K3JOY. Both of them are coming from Easley. Gary, I appreciate you joining us tonight, and hopefully everybody will join you tomorrow night for the Wednesday night net and swap net coming in right after that formal portion of the net. So appreciate you coming and joining us and bringing along KO4HKX. Patrick, I hope he's feeling better. That's not good news to hear that he's not feeling good, but I guess we all have those days from time to time, but I appreciate you bringing them along via telephone relay. All right. Well, we're making our way through the alphabet. Didn't hear any other alpha through delta, so we'll move on to the patient group. That's going to be Echo through Hotel, E through H. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight, and thanks.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4, EEE. It's Greg, Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Mark.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Net Control would like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you joining us tonight, Harry, and always good to hear your voice. Then I've got KR4, Echo, Echo, Echo. That's Greg coming to us from Hendersonville. Good to hear your voice as well tonight, Greg, and appreciate you joining the ranks. All right, well, we've been through the alphabet one time, so I guess it's time to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Basically, if you can hear my voice, it's your time to check in. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Excuse me. Had some coffee go down the wrong way. Mark, please check in N0TR. November Zero Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Sorry to be so late. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir. And if Chris is still out there, good evening, Chris.
Hello, Tom.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meternet. And Net Control would like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom. Tom, you're never late as long as I'm here. Not a huge fan of calling folks who check in a little later in the net as late. I don't know where that particular thing started, but, you know, hey, it's, as long as you get on your name on the log, what does it matter? It's, you know, it's a pet peeve of mine. I'm just going to go there. All right, well, we've called everybody and everything everywhere. I've got all my Echolink stations accounted for. Software is running really well tonight. Once I get all my ducks in a row and figure out where to put things on the screen, it's not nearly as hard. So I'm going to sit here and tap dance and wait for my 9:30 crew to start their shift. Always get one or two or three or five more. So I'll just kind of open it up. I don't have anybody down for comment, but I am curious if anyone is going to spend some time looking at the Artemis launch tomorrow. Haven't been to the moon, wow, in a long time. And the fact that I remember it means that I'm getting old. But I'm kind of jazzed about this. We're not actually going to land this time. We're going to just go for a spin around the block, and apparently we're going to go further out and around the moon than we've ever done before. Can't say that I would want to be the first one to do anything like that. But, yeah, that's going to be interesting stuff. So anybody planning to watch the launch or the mission? I imagine it'll be several days and probably the big news over the weekend other than the war. Feel free to give me a call. This is KQ4WHN.
W4HN.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Okay, W4HI, leaving Clemson University, heading home to Seneca. Just heard your comment. That's great. Now, the last time I saw an Apollo launch was off, was Apollo 17 in 1973, and we were there at Cape Kennedy with my father and I. Back to net, W4HI. Name is Bruce, B-R-U-C-E.
Well, I'll go ahead and check in as well, Bruce, W4HI. The net has recognized Bruce joining us, coming in from Clemson. So, yeah, no, I remember watching the stuff. I want to say it was in black and white. And it may have been 15, 16 in that range, because I was on the floor playing with blocks, but was mesmerized by all the attention. So, yeah, I guess in 70, I'd have been 4, 72, I'd have been 6. Yeah, I could still be playing with blocks. So, it's kind of interesting stuff. It's not something you do every day, and it's interesting to see where your tax money goes, and hopefully they're going to make good use of it.
Absolutely. It really is. It fosters us being technologically savvy, not only as a person, but also as a country, and it's all good. Back to net, W4HI.
Well, you watch it, a lot of the folks doing the long-range planning for NASA and the U.S. and space programs all over the world, everybody's talking about, well, the way you get to further out in space is you get rid of the gravity problem, and the moon makes an ideal launching platform for going further out. So if you want to go to other places like Mars, something that may even go further out than that, well, you build up all of your resources and you get all your energy and you mine the moon for materials and a lot of stuff that I don't know that I'm going to live to see, but it's fascinating that somebody's thinking that far ahead to actually go out there and put that all together. I know Elon Musk of SpaceX fame and Tesla fame is a big fan of setting all that stuff up on the moon, and there are military implications, and You know, I just drink my coffee and sigh heavily and wait for it all to happen. But it is an interesting scenario to watch all that stuff go on.
Absolutely. Well, I was a young teenager watching Mercury and Gemini and then the Apollo. I was just getting in college in South Florida, and so it was a real big deal. All right, let's let you go, and we're just driving home to Seneca, W4HR.
You're getting old, Bruce, M0TR. I watched it, too. And, Mark, what time's the launch? I've been watching the things today on it, on there, but what time is it? I didn't catch that.
Yes, sir, Tom. The countdown on the NASA website, if you just go to nasa.gov, they are at 20 hours and 52 minutes remaining until launch. So it's April 1st at 2022-24 UTC. So we take 4 hours off of that, and we're at pretty close to 8:30. It's 6:30 tomorrow night. So that's the basic plan. But obviously, with everything that's going on, you could have weather, you could have equipment, you could have whatever. So it'll be somewhere around then. But they're going to start a broadcast in 10 hours, around 7:45 a.m. tomorrow. unfortunately, it's at April 1st, so everybody's going to be thinking April Fools and all the moon conspiracy people. I'm sure we'll be in good form, but it will probably be all of the television coverage you can handle tomorrow as things start to get real. On the website, NASA.gov, it actually shows a bunch of different platforms like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and NASA Plus, where you can watch all the events happening. So, and their Facebook page as well. So you got a lot of options to go through and keep track of what's going on. I'm sure a lot of the network folks will be covering it as well. But I would say somewhere around late afternoon tomorrow, if you want to kind of catch the countdown and the specific details of what happens when, it'll get more exciting as the day goes on.
I hope they get the heat shield right, huh, Bruce? And yes, I saw the Mercury and the man step on the moon and all of that, too, so I'm getting old, too, Bruce. Go ahead.
How many is in the crew for this moonshot KA2TXJ? Did I see four people are going to be involved in the ship?
As I read it, I count one, two, three, four. They list NASA astronauts Reed Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Koch, and Canadian Space Agency astronaut Jeremy Hansen on a 10-day journey around the moon.
That's a big crew compared to back in the 70s, and of course the moonwalk shot, since we're talking about old guys watching it, I watched that too on my black and white television.
Without a doubt, that's it was three to the moon with you had a module commander who stayed behind and the two that went down to the lunar surface, but even in the test flight. And this is where I struggle to remember whether it was 10 or 11. It was 10 that went around the moon to prove they could do it, and then 11 that landed. Something in that range. I'm not far off if I'm wrong, but it was always a crew of three. So crew of four, it's a lot more weight, and I'm glad I don't have to do the math.
Well, I'm sure the components of the ship are probably weigh a lot less too, so I'm sure that compensates for the additional weight of people. And from what I've seen of the ships and their suits and all that stuff, it's much less bulky than it used to be.
Their suits are capable of keeping them alive for 6 days, too, Mark. That's really unbelievable, isn't it?
I was not aware of that fact. That's that must come from experience with Apollo 13.
Yes, Yes, I'm certain of that. They said even if they have them aboard and they had to go out and back, their suits are good for 6 days.
All right, well, let's do a quick round and see if anybody was waiting to check in. Anyone wants to check in with Blue Ridge 2 Meternet, call KQ4WHN.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Kilo Sierra Foxtrot, Alan from Moore.
Kilo Romeo 4, Kilo Sierra Foxtrot, KR4KSF, Alan from Moore. Got you in the log, sir. Thanks for joining us. Anyone else want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? I'll call one more time. Just make sure we don't have anybody waiting while we sit here and chat about moon missions. Call KQ4WHN. All right, well, back to our conversation about moon missions and the materials that it takes to get up there. I'm sure that everything weighs a lot less, but you start adding people in, I'm sure that the number of resources it takes grows exponentially, because you got to have the right amount of gases for the oxygen, food, water, all of the life-supporting supplies. It gets heavier faster, but maybe they have been able to get through and do enough weight savings with getting everything down from all the new, more modern materials. It's not as much of a challenge as it used to be, because they had some pretty amazing feats of mathematics going on when they were getting that stuff launched in the 60s. I can only imagine what it's like today.
And the most important question is, do they still send Tang on the moonshot?
If they don't send Tang, I don't want to know.
I'm not even sure Tang exists anymore, but sure was a big deal back then.
Well, the heat shield on that Artemis 1, I think it's what they said today, got chewed up a lot worse than what they thought, so they've did a lot of research and development on that, and they're hoping that it will do a lot better this time.
Well, if my life is in the mix, I sure hope that they're confident beyond it. Sure hope is. You know, I want nothing but, we think we've got it figured out, and we have reasonable confidence that we're going to get there and get it all done. But if anyone's interested, Tang still does exist. I figured they just rebranded it as Gatorade and moved on, but no, it still exists as a product.
Well, that's good to know. Well, I hope it goes well for them. I mean, after all, what could go wrong with a project prepared by the lowest government bidder?
Having worked for the state government for 1 year, I can only imagine what it's like to put your life in the hands of folks that are trying to bid a contract and spend the least amount of money. But I'm just gonna go to bed at night knowing that I have a Japanese built automobile that's gonna keep me alive.
Yeah, they put a lot of faith in that spaceship. Hell, I wouldn't buy a car that comes out in the first year it was built.
I think there's a fair amount of testing that goes in there, and you know, it's always iterative. Anything you do in any kind of project, you can try to learn from each successive attempt. But it's a whole other thing when you've got a whole crew of paramedics and firefighters and hospitals just down the road. It's a whole other thing when you're 4 or 5 days out and your only help is the guy beside you. And hopefully all the mathematics that got you there can get you back. They did it with Apollo 13. Hopefully we don't have any issues like that ever again. But I hope that we've done our math and we have a good understanding of what's ahead of us. But it is a fascinating concept that we can do what we do. And if you look at the path that they're going to take to get the Artemis up to the moon, it looks like so much mathematics that I just want to lay down and cry a little bit. It just seems like the the amount of math that I never really wanted to attempt. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meternet. We're talking about Artemis and the launch to the moon.
Mark, I saw the quality control that they do on things like that. I laid hands on the GOES satellite before it went up out of Ball Aerospace in Boulder, Colorado. And even the tiniest thing like a resistor, they subject it to amazing low temperatures of liquid helium and stuff like that, and age them for 10 years before they ever even think about buying them for the spacecraft. So it's pretty intense. Well, I gotta go, so nice talking to you tonight, and God bless those folks, and we hope to have a great journey up there, and it takes a lot of guts to do what they're doing. This is N0TR, clear.
N0TR, good to hear you tonight, Tom. Thanks for joining our conversation. We're talking Artemis, the Artemis 2 going to the moon. And it looks like we are 20 hours and 40 minutes to launch if everything goes on schedule. And we have discovered that Tang is still a thing for all those of us that had drink Tang when we went to school the next day, because all the astronauts did.
Well, it'll be good to have the space program going again. I always thought that I might, in my lifetime, get an opportunity to vacation on the moon. I guess that ain't going to happen, but I'm glad they're going back. KA2TXJ.
Well, they have space tourism in the form of folks going up and doing the big loop into the oh gosh, I can't come up with a name. They're doing the Blue Origin flights is what I'm trying to say, and they're just doing the quick up and down. So you got to figure that there are enough people out there with money that are going to want to go to the moon whenever it's possible, and it probably won't be tomorrow, but maybe in the next couple of decades. Just hang on and keep saving your pennies. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net.
Yeah, that would be a couple of lifetimes of pennies, but I'm sure Elon Musk will probably take a ride up there at some point so he can be the first guy to drive a Tesla on the moon.
Yeah, I was pretty amused when, I think it was last year, may have been 2 years ago, that NASA had an unknown object in orbit that was coming at us from the sun, and it wasn't in anybody's log, and they hadn't previously tracked it. And somebody finally figured out, oh, that's Musk's Tesla, that the Sportster that they threw at the moon and missed. Or, sorry, threw at the sun and missed. And it went around the sun, came back, and everybody kind of lost track of it because they figured it was just going to burn up in the orbit of the sun. But here comes the Tesla that they put up there, is I guess, for fun to prove that they could. And they supposedly had sent it off to its ultimate demise, but didn't manage to hit the target. So there we are.
I remember sending it up there. I didn't realize that it happened. Yeah, that's pretty funny. I wonder if there's charging stations up there. How do they keep the thing going? KA2TXJ.
Well, the obvious answer is it's solar powered, right? That's the abundance of energy up there is all going to be solar. So they just put a bunch of panels on the back, and it charges up in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, well, that does make sense. Yep, probably lots of solar power too.
Solar power, solar wind, everything you'd ever want to have. I'm being told from some of the stuff that I've read that there are all sorts of potential fuels that we can pull up on the moon when we do some mining. So who knows? Could be a fun time coming up in the next not too distant future, but we shall see.
I hope I see it in my lifetime. That would be pretty cool. Only sign here for tonight. Nice chatting with you, and thanks for running the net tonight.
KA2TXJ will be clear.
KA2TXJ, this is KQ4WHN, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's go ahead and throw out another call. Anybody want to check in? This is your opportunity. You can call KQ4WHN or Net Control. All right, it's getting that quarter till time when it starts to slow down a little bit. I've already heard a couple folks drop out. So anybody else want to bring up a topic or anybody else want to check in, we'll give it a couple minutes here and then we'll shut her all down for the night. If you want to check in, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now is your opportunity. Call KQ4WHN. All right, sounds like we got her done. So give me a second. I'll get my net report done, and we will call tonight. Stand by. All right, folks. Well, don't forget, we've got KI4DOS, Gary, going to be hosting the net tomorrow night, and he is going to host the swap net that comes right after the formal portion of the net. So do join Gary tomorrow at 9 o'clock as usual. So with that, I will say that we have had a great time, and I'm going to call tonight. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for those checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, and good night.